right. Well, after I said, like I said yesterday after the game, I thought that, players really did a good job yesterday. They deserve a lot of credit for the, really all the credit for the outcome of the game. Thought we played, played physically for 60 minutes and, made plays in all three phases of the game. We scored 27 points offensively, which is, that's okay. Didn't turn the ball over. Defensively, we had, a solid day. In special teams, we had real good field position. Defensively, we played on a long field, and we had a few short field opportunities between the defense and special teams. So, those things were good. We are, didn't turn the ball over, had a couple, didn't have a lot of penalties. And, Titans threw a lot of things at us that, were new, like you always see on opening day, pretty typical of an opener. But again, I thought the players did a good job adjusting to them and playing through some, some situations in the game. I thought they handled themselves well. So we have a long way to go. We certainly left a lot of plays out there on the field that could have been better. We could have made more out of, or were opportunities for us to gain more yards, or give up fewer, or turn the ball over, or that type of thing. But we'll try to correct those today and turn the page and get on to Arizona. And it's good to win. It's good to be 1-0, but we have a long way to go, and hopefully we can continue to improve this week. This is a big week for us.
Bill, what impressed you, having looked at the film now, what impressed you the most about the way Steven ran yesterday?
I thought he ran hard. He, had some good runs. Had some other runs that we've talked about that could have been better. I thought he finished runs. He ran hard. Broke a couple tackles in the secondary. But overall, we just need to be more consistent with the running game. I think we still left some yards out on the field, plenty of them, for one reason or another, combination of everything. So just keep trying to improve that, but. There were some good plays to the outside. We were able to get outside, get to the off-tackle outside areas. And then Steven made some yards after contact, or a couple of cases he made secondary players miss around the line of scrimmage and got some extra yardage.
Tom talked about it after the game yesterday. You alluded to it earlier about a physical game. Did Steven run a physical game in your estimation?
Yeah, I thought he ran hard. Yeah.
When you say a running back left a play out there, left some yards out there, is that usually because he didn't recognize the hole, or is that primarily the reason?
Yeah, a combination of things. Running game involves a lot in terms of footwork, technique, setting up blocks, reading the hole properly. I mean, any of those things can put the lineman at a disadvantage or not take advantage of an opportunity that's there.
Some issues with fumbling late last year. Do you see that more as a maturity thing that he just had to overcome, or something that you guys just continue to stress?
We stress it every week. I've never not stressed it since I've coached. It'll always be stressed. That'll never be not stressed.
How about with him specifically?
With everybody specifically. Doesn't matter. Anybody that touches the ball. There's nothing more important than possession of the ball. So anybody that handles it, that's their number one job. Take care of it.
We saw Marcus Cannon come in yesterday a little bit, first half, throughout the rest of the game. Impressions on how he did in that role?
I was all right. Yeah. I thought overall our offensive line was, did a decent job. Not perfect. Certainly a lot of things we can work on, but thought overall it held up okay. And, Marcus and Sebastian split those reps of tackle pretty evenly. So they both played that spot, and, they were okay. And again, a couple things could have been better, but, overall it wasn't like a big problem area or anything.
We saw him later in the game switch to guard. Is that something maybe you chalk it up as more of experimentation, bodies thing, somewhere you see him fitting?
Well, the more things we can do, the more things, player can play, the better it is. We had an opportunity at the end of the game to, get a few snaps for some of our younger guys that were in there. Lex was in there, Mike was in there, Marcus at guard. So it was no big strategy thing or anything.
Any update on Dan Connolly, Bill?
No.
Talked about conditioning a lot this preseason, going out of Tampa, getting some exposures and extreme heat. How'd you feel like the team held up? I know it wasn't all that hot yesterday, but...
Yeah, I think probably both teams caught a break, you know, on that temperature-wise, but... You know, I thought overall we were okay. You know, we had some no-huddle sequences and seemed to be all right. Then, of course, at the half, Tennessee, you know, was in a two-minute mode. And then at the end of the game, well, before that last series, kind of the same thing there. So we got some little bit of that up-tempo on both sides of the ball, which was probably good for us. But, you know, it tested us a little bit. But it seemed like we were... You know, we held up okay. We didn't seem to have a lot of guys on the sideline that were, you know, passed out under the oxygen tent or anything like that. So that was good. But we could easily get a lot more heat than we had. And probably the Tampa, you know, the humidity down in Tampa and the practice that we had there and just in the game, I'm sure that helped build our overall conditioning. But, you know, we've been out here every day. You know, we've been working at it, running and doing extra running, doing our no-huddle drills and those kind of things in practice. So, you know, hopefully that's built it up over the preseason. I hope so anyway, but I could certainly see a hotter day than this coming, you know, in the next month or so.
Bruce Jones at Hightower, aside from their physical play, how impressive is it how they picked everything up mentally and can, you know, play extended minutes and do the right things, I guess, in most cases for two young guys like that?
Well, I'd say that, you know, Dante has a lot of responsibility at his position relative to formations and adjustments, pass coverage, run responsibilities and all that. But he did a lot of those things at Alabama and played, you know, a couple different spots in Alabama in their defense, which has some similarities to what we do. So I think he was very well coached and schooled when he got here, and he's a smart guy, and he's picked things up, you know, he's picking things up pretty well. Chandler, less experience, but probably less variables at his position, although there are still plenty of them, but not to the degree that Dante has as a regular and nickel linebacker and all those kind of things. But I think both players have done, you know, reasonably good job of that, and they're both smart. They've worked hard, and they've both been out there. They've both gotten a lot of reps on the field, so that's always a good way to learn is to experience it, go through it, make a mistake, correct it, go out there, do it again, get it right. So there's a lot to be said for that, and those guys, really a lot of our young players have had the opportunity to do that. They've been on the field, they've practiced, they've made mistakes, they've gone back, corrected them, gone back out, done it right the next time and been able to move on to something else. So that's been positive. Those two guys, they've done a good job of that.
You used some different pairings at safety. Is there anything that Wilson and Gregory bring differently than what Chung and Gregory would bring?
I think, you know, our players, all those players have different strengths and weaknesses. They've all been productive for us. We have confidence in all of them, so.
Why you chose to go with
different? Yeah, you know, there were different packages. There was guys who were playing different positions based on the defensive personnel grouping we were in. And then they rotated at times. You know, Chung hasn't played in a couple of weeks, so nothing specific. But we have confidence in all of them. So whoever's out there is out there.
You seem to be confident with Tavon up closer to the line too, in other formations. What does he bring as he gets closer to the line of scrimmage?
Well, he's got good size. He's a physical player. He runs well. I think he'll mix it up in the running game and can blitz and do those type of things. So he's done a decent job for us at that. Still learning it. It's kind of a new position for him, but he's picked it up okay. Now we'll see how it goes.
Some mixing and matching the offensive side of the ball, as always. one guy or two guys that kind of worked in conjunction, Wes and Julian. How do they sort of complement each other at the wide receiver spot and sort of strengths and weaknesses they provide when they're in?
Well, I think both guys are, you know, they're quick. They can run after the catch, make yards with the ball in their hands. Both smart guys, have some position flexibility, play different spots. I mean, Wes is more experienced, but, you know, Julian's in his fourth year, so he has plenty of experience too. So, you know, I think they both, you know, they both do a good job.
Are there things that you think Julian does differently or, like, brings that are different than what Wes brings?
Well, I mean, every player has his own strengths and weaknesses, but I think they're both good players who are comfortable with either guy in the game doing whatever we ask them to do. I mean, they run different types of routes and line up different places, but, I mean, they can do what they need to do.
I'm going to bring this up, but did you get a chance to look at Brady's nose today?
It looks all right.
Do you know if it's broken?
No. Okay. All right. Thanks.